podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
So many of my friends have dealt with this in the past, and I have a friend who's dealing with this right now, and I find it a fascinating dilemma that parents go through. So let me try to set this up for you in a nutshell. You're all going to understand this as soon as I start talking about it. This friend of mine is a single mom with two daughters. One daughter is 19 and is just finishing her freshman year in college. And she's coming back home soon. And she's bringing her boyfriend.
We're in love.
Aww.
Yeah, so she's bringing her boyfriend. And the first question that popped into my friend's mind is, how do I handle the sleeping situation at my house? Because this is my daughter. It's just a boyfriend. It's not her husband. And yet I know that when they're not at my house, they will be sleeping in the same bed. So how do I handle that?
How long is the boyfriend going to be there?
4 or 5 days. Oh. 4 or 5 days. I was talking to my friend about it. And she goes, I could have him sleep on the couch. You know, do the respectful thing. She goes, but, you know, at 6 something in the morning, my friend will go downstairs, make her coffee, get her stuff ready, and leave by 6:30 to go to her career with boyfriend just 20 feet away, sleeping, if you will, on the couch. And as soon as my friend, the garage door closes off to work,
up he goes.
Where do you think boyfriend will be going? Immediately to the staircase.
Right. What makes you think he didn't just run down there to the couch at 5:55 a.m. just to pose as sleeping?
Right. So she's like, you know, what do I do in this situation? She goes, I don't want to just, because she's thinking about her other daughter too, who's younger and in the house. And she's like, how do you handle this in the modern era?
You just lay down the law. That's what I would do. You have the talk with the 19-year-old daughter and say, hey, this is not going to happen under my roof. Mm-hmm. You have to stay separate. And if this boyfriend's any sort of gentleman, he'll get it and he'll stay away.
And I agree with you on that.
You know,
she asked her daughter, she goes, look, you've been to his parents' house, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, so what did you guys do there? And her daughter said, we just stayed in his room.
And made sweet, sweet love.
With the posters on the wall.
I kind of went through this when I started dating Knick Knack, because we were young and, you know, early 20s, and we would travel to Iowa to see her family out there and stay at her grandparents' house, her aunt and uncle. And it's like, how do you do that? We're not married. And for me, it was the total respect thing. I stayed away. I stayed in a different room on a couch.
And just controlled yourself.
And just controlled my urges in Iowa, at grandma's house.
The sexiest of the 50 states.
You can control it.
Urges in Iowa sounds like a band name.
I feel like 19 and he's staying for a week and she's been to his family's house and like slept in his room. Is this the kind of fast track that America's youth is on these days?
Are you? You are 19.
Excuse me, aren't you living with a guy that you're not married to?
I am an adult.
Uh-huh.
Ish. So there's no spare bedroom for him. It's got to be the couch or her room.
Correct, because the daughter number two is in her room.
Mm-hmm.
So there's three beds in the house.
Can you get a hotel room?
They're all occupied.
My goodness.
How close are they to a Days Inn? Holiday Inn Express.
The thing is, I'm trying to stay out and not offer my opinion on this to her. I'm just like, look, you're my friend. I feel like no matter what I say, it would kind of be difficult for her to hear either one side or the other. Hello, Rajiv. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. So what do you think about this?
I think that she should let them sleep together. I think it'll actually show that she trusts them and they'll respect that, in my opinion. I came back from college, and at first my mom was like, no, like, she can sleep in the guest bedroom, whatever, and then, a little bit after that, she's like, well, you guys have traveled a lot together. Like, you've gone to different states and that kind of stuff. And, you know, you guys live together in the same hotel room and you do it at college. And I think that we respected her more for trusting us. So,
what does the trust thing have to? I don't understand what trust you're talking about.
That she trusts we're not going to do anything together, you know, while
Oh, really?
Just, yeah. Just a spoon.
Right, you
were you the big spoon or the little spoon? Would
it's
you?
So funny to me.
I'm definitely I'm just, the little spoon.
I will tell you.
Oh, poor guy.
I love little spoons.
I will say this, Rajiv. It never ceases to amaze me how naive kids think their parents are. I hope you have a great day. I appreciate you calling, okay? Parents are not naive, kids.
Mm-hmm. We know what you're doing.
Yes, we're not stupid. I know that you think you know everything, but parents know too. Here's Julie. Hello, Julie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking. So how are we handling this situation?
Well, if the daughter has a sister, why don't the two sisters stay in a room together? And that way, the guest can have their own room.
That's pretty darn good right there.
That is I see that as a distinct possibility until mom goes off to work, right?
Well, some things are inevitable. Having been a 19-year-old that went to, in the same situation, my boyfriend snuck downstairs and we ended up, you know, cuddling together in bed, but at least there's some thought to it.
It's the day and age you can put a camera.
Kids are going to do what they
want to do. Put a camera.
A camera.
Yeah, right. You can put a camera
like
anywhere
one of those
now.
Ones
you're
in a
such
teddy bear.
A pervert.
No, you can call. You can call before it happens.
So, Julie, you were 19 and there was sneaking around going on, eh?
There was, yes.
Mm-hmm. And cuddling.
Yeah, and your parents knew. Listen, thanks for being on the show, okay?
Have a great day.
You have a great day. Thanks for calling. Here comes Emily. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
All right, you get to sound off on this. What do you say?
So I've been kind of also in a similar situation. When I was 20, my boyfriend first came home with me, and I had been to his parents' house and shared a bedroom there. But we had my younger brother and an exchange student in the house at the time. And I think it was my dad's house and his rules. And he also didn't want to tell my younger brother and our exchange student that it was okay to have
relations
with them home. And so
Are you getting pulled over by the police right now?
I'm not. Okay. But apparently someone is.
All right. So, so what are you saying quickly in a nutshell? What's the bottom line?
I think it's up to the mom to decide. I ended up sleeping on an air mattress on my brother's floor while he was there.
All right.
And the next time I came home, when my brother was no longer in the house and our exchange student was gone, we were allowed to share a room.
Oh, so it has to do with the sibling is what you're saying.
I think it had to, and it had to do with the time that we had been dating and kind of, you know, what the ground rules were for the younger people in the house, too. And I think that's up to the parent to decide.
I'm glad you called. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks for calling. Let's see what Renee. Renee, I hear you have a question. What's your question?
Yes. So how old is the younger sister?
Is that going to be a factor in your mind? Like if I said the younger sister was 7 versus 17, would it change how you answer?
It would.
The younger sister is 17.
Okay.
So what do you say now?
So she's probably been around stuff and kind of knows what's going on. Mm-hmm. So I don't. Oh, sorry, that's my daughter. Mm-hmm.
That's what happens when people sleep together. By the way, is that sound we hear in the background?
Yes, it is. I know we found that out the hard way.
You were just cuddling.
All right. So, what do you quickly, so you can tend to your little one? What's the since the other daughter is 17? What do you do?
So, you know, I think it's really up to the mom's comfort level. If she feels uncomfortable with it, I don't think there's anything wrong with her just asking the daughter, hey, just out of respect for how I feel, is it okay for you guys to sleep separately? And, you know, and if it doesn't bother her, then let them sleep together. Because to your point, parents aren't stupid. They know what you do behind closed doors, you know, and or when you're not there. And, you know, she might be the type of person that decides, you know what, we might sleep together, but we might not sleep together, because that's, you know,
right.
I never did anything in my parents' house.
I don't
that's
even want to.
Always weird.
I don't want to think about this anymore. Listen, thanks for being on the show. Okay.
All right, thanks, guys.
Your mom only being separated by a wall from your mother is not turn anybody on. You know.
Here's Amanda. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
All right, and you get the last word on this. What do you think?
I've been in the same position as the 19-year-old, but me and my husband. He wasn't my husband at the time, but we were, you know, saying, hey, this is how we sleep at home. And my mother made us sleep out on the pull-out couch in our living room.
So both of you were in the living room.
Yes.
But right in the middle of everything.
Right in the
so
middle of
couldn't
everything.
Do anything.
That way no funny business would happen.
Mm-hmm.
That was her exact statement.
You even
statement.
Put pillows between you, didn't you? So.
Yeah.
Well, that's another option.
Yeah, that's what my mom did, because she was like, well, this is at home. Your son is used to seeing you two sleep in the same bed, but I don't want you sleeping in your same bed in my house.
I'm glad you called. Thanks for being on the show, Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I knew that people would have a lot of experience with this and how they handle it. And what are you saying, Emily?
I think that they should respect the homeowner and mother and sleep it separately.
Jeremy?
Sleep separately. I'll tell you what worked for me. When I mentioned I had to sleep separate at Nicole's grandma's house,
mm-hmm.
that night before everybody went to bed, Nicole's grandma came out and sprinkled me with holy water.
Did it burn?
I was like, ah! And it really, I mean, it deterred me from any, that just wiped everything out of my mind.
Oh my goodness.
So sprinkle the boy with holy water.
If you wanted
No, because that's all I would think about. So,
Chris, how are you voting on this? You've been in this situation too.
I say stay in a hotel.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Thanks for all your phone calls and your votes. I'm sure that the single mom is going to appreciate all your feedback. And for that mom, I'm going to play a song for her right now that describes what every night will be like for the mom.
Uh-oh.
Do you want to know what it is? Here we go.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.